Government Hospital Pharmacists Association of Ghana has said due to the failure by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, FWSC, to correct the anomalies in their salaries, there is no option left but to lay down their tools on Monday, April 8th. The association chairperson, Steve Kokwe, said the only time they will back down on any strike will be when FWSC implements the January 31st ruling of the National Labour Commission. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
The problem this time is very simple. You will recall that last we have been battling our grid placement on the single spine and then our market premium. National Labour Commission gave a ruling January 23rd this year, and we were expecting that by this time around the ruling might have been implemented. A few days ago, we heard from them that they are going to appeal against the ruling. Well, as we speak now, we've got any correspondence from the court, the Fair Commission ruling. That is number one. Number two is our market premium, the market premium arrangement that we have also gone as far back to the National Labour Commission. Quite recently, we were told that the National Labour Commission is overwhelmed. The issue, so they have sent it to the president. Not yet to hear from the presidency as to how to have a clear and definitive solution. And we have traveled almost 18 miles of this issue. As essential service providers, the law states that these issues, when it arrives with essential service providers, that should be dealt with expeditious. As we speak now, our member salaries have been slashed about 500 Ghana cities, about 400 Ghana cities, depending upon the grade, because of the fact that this structure and the market premium were not properly set. Our members have been tolerant, they are now furious, and they will not allow the leadership again to ideally deal with them. So they have resorted to withdraw their service nationwide.
Effective when?
They've resorted to withdraw their service nationwide effective 8th April.
Chairperson of Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association, Steve Kokwe.